Nothing. Nothing but the blood. As we reflect and prepare our hearts to remember what Jesus did for us, I just want to invite you to reflect with me on forgiveness. It's a word I've been looking at a little bit. It's a fascinating word because it means to send away, to let go, to release. It's a very decisive word. And it, in other contexts, the same word is used for divorce. If a husband divorces his wife, sends her away, releases her from the obligations of the marriage covenant, it's a very decisive, definite word. Forgiveness. It's over. It's done. It's gone. Can't go back. That's what Jesus did with our sins. He sent our sins away. He paid for them in full. He releases us from the obligation of our sins. And I want you to think about that in terms of being wronged by other people. Has anyone hurt you? Offended you? Wronged you? Spoke falsehood against you? Mistreated you in any way? It's hard to forgive. It's hard to release that person from the debt, from the obligation. I want you to pay because of the way you hurt me. Maybe you hurt somebody who's close to me, and sometimes that's even worse. Oh, you hurt me, I'll let it go, but you hurt somebody I love. And think of the Father who sent his only Son so that he would be mistreated, so that he would be lied about, abused, rejected by the ones he came to rescue. And Jesus on the cross cries out, Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. Jesus prays to his Father and asks his Father to forgive us, you and I, to release us from the obligation that we have created by offending him, by sinning against him, to set us free from that. What a treasure. What a treasure that is to be forgiven, to be set free, to be released from our obligation, from our debt. Free now to worship, free now to enjoy him, enjoy the relationship with him. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. And if you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to take bread, take juice, hold those in your hands, reflect on the forgiveness that was purchased for you at the cross. Worship in your heart to the Lord, and we'll take those together in a minute. Let's give thanks. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your only Son to rescue your enemies, to rescue us who spat in his face, who cried out, crucify him. Who abused and mistreated, refused to listen. Thank you that you pursued us, that you rescued us, that you washed away our sins as far as the east is from the west, buried in the depths of the deepest sea. You promised to remember our sins no more. Thank you for releasing us from our debt and setting us free to serve you. Thank you for this bread and this juice that reminds us, Jesus, of what you did for us. We give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's give thanks. Father, thank you. What a treasure to be forgiven by the one we have wronged, the one we have offended, the one we have sinned against. Thank you for paying our price in full and welcoming us into your presence so that we can have sweet fellowship with you. Thank you. His body broken for you, take and eat. his blood poured out for you. Drink.